Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on a scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am Joey Burgoyne, your host, and if you look outside, there's still that beautiful white stuff on the ground. We haven't seen it in a while, so I want to check in with Mount Sullington, Jay Doherty. He's the GM over there, and Jay, you looked outside after that snowstorm and were you like, woohoo, snow? We're like, oh, we have snow on the ground.
Yeah, it's absolutely rare that we get such a big storm here in Connecticut. But it's, since that storm, it's held on. It's been cold and it's just awesome.
So it's one of those things. I mean, as a ski resort, you are unfortunately at the mercy of Mother Nature. You know, and she has brought snow. We still have really 2 months of winter. We're still fairly early in the winter season. I mean, when something like this happens and Mother Nature actually brings the snow, do you see an uptick in lift tickets?
Yeah, we call that the backyard effect. When people see snow in their backyard, they tend to come out more. But it's also really important to remember that the skiers in Connecticut, you know, we deal with this. All these different weather anomalies. So we all have robust snowmaking systems at each of our areas. And Mount Sullington in particular, we've built out a really, really strong snowmaking system so we can guarantee good conditions.
And that's one of the things, if you don't have that, I'm looking at the events you guys have going on. You kind of have to plan these events ahead, so if Mother Nature's not providing, you need to then provide the snow so you can continue the, it is a local area. People don't have to travel out of state or hours to go skiing. It's a nice thing. I know a lot of people, it's Tuesday afternoon. They're like, hey, we're going skiing tonight. Just head over to Sullington, do a little bit of skiing. It's that great, like you said, backyard place that people can go and actually do some skiing right here in Connecticut.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the convenience of us. If you want to think about it that way, we're kind of like the convenience store of the ski industry, meaning it's, quick in and out. If you want to get two runs in, you can get two runs in. That's what most of our season's pass holders. They only come for a couple hours at a clip midweek, and then, maybe they'll spend the day here on the weekend.
And if that's the thing, I've lived in this area forever, and it's one of my guest regrets. I should have took up. I love the winter. I love the cold. I love everything about the winter. And everyone always asks me, oh, you ski? And I'm like, no. And I don't know why. Maybe as I get older, I'm like, falling hurts. At a certain point, you kind of mortality, I guess, as you could say, rears its ugly head. Like, what do you say to someone like me, or, you know, who's thinking about getting into it and coming out to Mount Sullington and maybe throwing on some skis and going down the slope once?
Yeah, so learning to ski and snowboard's never been easier. There's been so many changes, equipment alone, even the shapes of skis, to make it a lot easier on the body as it ages, learning to ski. But also, at least here at Mount Sullington, we use TBL, which is terrain-based learning, where we actually sculpt the terrain to make your first-time experience more pleasurable, as opposed to like spending most of your time falling down. So the new learning techniques combined with changes in equipment have just made it, you know, so many times easier to learn to ski and ride. And we have people of all ages coming out on a weekly basis learning sports.
So I shouldn't be too worried about, you know, falling and hurting the tuchus, if you will.
Yeah, not at all. It could happen, but, you know, a lot's changed to kind of reduce the risk of that.
That's good. And, you know, to get those people there, you guys do events throughout the year. And I know one thing, everyone's like, oh, it's a ski thing, so Mount Sullington's really only open during the winter. Yes, we will go over some of the things you guys have coming up the rest of the month, but it is a year-round facility. I mean, the weddings, the banquets, the day camps, like Mount Sullington is a year-round place to have stuff done.
Yeah, absolutely. So during the summer, we have a roughly 200-kid day camp that happens here that we lease the property to Fast Camp. Fantastic program that they run. And then also we have a partnership with WACA, which I believe the acronym is World Adult Kickball Association, but it's basically beer league sports for adults. And we have cornhole here, and we have 4 sand volleyball courts. And, you know, if you're a member of WACA or join WACA, you can participate in those, and that's Monday through Thursday evenings.
Cool. I love cornhole. I'm down with some cornhole kickball. I'm of said generation. Nice rubber ball to the face is always a humbling experience.
Yeah, we don't have the kickball on site, but that's how it all started. Was with kickball. That's how they kind of got there. That acronym.
So. That's awesome, though. Yeah. So I'm looking ahead at the calendar, February 21st, the 2026 Mount Sullington Cardboard Box Classic. Tell me about this fun event. Like, I'm looking at the picture on your website, and it's a theme of Mario costumed characters, shall we say. Tell me about this event.
Yeah, it's a fan favorite. You know, and an annual event that everybody kind of looks forward to. You know, we get a lot of families, a lot of kids. They get creative at home. They build their little cardboard box sled. We've had people do everything from space shuttles to pirate ships. And they get judged on the creativity. And then also they get timed going down the course. And, of course, there's a whole set of rules when you sign up that you'll see. You can't, you know, add anything that's going to make you go faster to the bottom of it.
Aw.
Well, we have to keep it fair. And then there's a cash prize for the winner at the end.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And for the public, like, is there an admission, or what are we talking? If someone's like, I want to go watch some crazy people go down a mountain in a cardboard box.
Yeah, no admission fee. You can come, and, you know, the restaurant and lounge is open, the mountain room. It'll be mostly a ski crowd in there, but the general public's always welcome in the mountain room or in our cafeteria if they wanted to come and watch skiers.
And this is a cool, like, I've been to a few weddings there, and, like, we had our company Christmas party there, actually, and, you know, that was, I'd say, probably 80% of the night was just watching people come down the mountain. I'm like, it's just cool to sit here and watch people come down the mountain, whether they fall or not. It's just exciting to be, like, right there at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is a good time. Yeah, occasionally it's entertaining, but to say the least. But we always have something going on. And like that venue, especially during the winter, you know, we have high school racing you can come watch in the afternoons, or there's Monday and Tuesday night race leagues that happen on that same trail. And we do. We have a heated patio out back, so if it's nice out or a relatively warm evening.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
You know, people come, they sit out, have a cocktail and some dinner and just enjoy the view.
That's one of the things that's like, it is blisterly cold this weekend, but I mean, it's New England. And, you know, one of the things I always say, there's no bad weather, there's just bad preparedness. Like, if it's a cool evening, you can go sit out, grab your coat, and just sit out and watch some people ski down a hill. It's relaxing. It could be entertaining at times. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with just sitting outside in New England, people. We kind of live here for all the seasons. You don't have to shun the winter season. Get outside and enjoy some things. And this one I'm intrigued about. On the 28th of February, so this month, the 28th, the 2026 Vertical Challenge. For competitors and families, a series of free casual ski snowboarding races held throughout the Northeast and at Mount Sellington. So what are you guys going to be doing for this one?
So the Vertical Challenge is a great, like, giant slalom event that has been traveling around the country to the various ski areas for at least 20 years, or as long as I can remember, as being a part of this business. And, you know, what it is, it's free to sign up, you know, with a lift ticket. And then you basically run a timed giant slalom course that's set by our crew here in the Vertical Challenge crew. And there's a ton of giveaways, ton of prizes, multiple vendors. I believe last year was probably like Muscle Milk and Aquafina, and they do a bunch of giveaways. And then the winners of each of the age categories actually qualify to go on to their finals. I'm not exactly sure where they're being held this year. Usually it's somewhere in New Hampshire. And then you'll compete against everybody that won from all the other mountains. It's a really good time, really fun, good atmosphere. And if you've ever been interested in just even checking out what, like, giant slalom racing is about, it's a good opportunity to do so there too.
That's cool. And I mean, it's one that, like I said, you know, get people out that have an itch to see these things. So for you guys to be able to bring these events to, you know, Sellington right here in our own backyard, that's pretty cool that you guys are able to do that for stuff like this.
Yeah, that's what, you know, it's funny because that's kind of what we're considered, the place where everybody kind of has their like first skiing experience. And we know mm-hmm. that. And that's what we are. We're not some big mountain with a ton of vertical and really challenging trails. We're the place where families go and learn to ski.
I like
that.
You
can go across this country anywhere and run into somebody that learned to ski at Mount Sellington.
That is cool. So the other one, like, kind of mixed in between the Cardboard Classic and the Vertical Challenge, there's this park affair with Black Border CT. I'm looking at it, beginner park camp. Like, is this something I should look into as a beginning skier, or should I stay away from it?
That one's more geared towards snowboarding, but yeah, that's more of like a gathering type event of people that currently ride, and it's all in the terrain park, so it's for more of an advanced level snowboarder. Or skier. I mean, a skier can join up. Certainly, there's a ton of skiers in our terrain parks now. But yeah, that's not geared towards beginners. Beginners, my best advice is to purchase like our beginner area package, and that'll get you a lesson with our snow sports school, the proper rental gear, and an 8-hour lift ticket geared just towards our beginner area that kind of keeps you isolated on that terrain-based learning area. Yeah.
I kind of like that because, like, that's the thing is as simple as the sport of it is, you put some skis and you go down a hill. There's a lot of, you know, the size skis and all that other stuff. And as a beginner, it's kind of, I don't want to say it's daunting or overwhelming, it seems, for someone to get into this. So, you know, the fact you offer that beginner package, your lift ticket, you know, to get advice from someone, and if you have questions, I'm kind of liking that. It's making me less timid.
Yeah, that's what it's all designed around. We want you to have a great first experience, so it's something you could take along for your entire life.
So now you've been doing this, it seems, a little bit, you know, Mount Sollings and other, like, what is, in your mind, one of the biggest, I don't want to say changes, but, like, that, oh, finally, we started to do this in, like, you know, skiing area for the public to enjoy type things?
There's a lot. You know, COVID gave a boost to our industry as a whole. It gave people a reason to get out and recreate during the winter rather than being cooped up in their homes because they weren't going to school, they weren't going here, there, or anywhere else. So, if there was one positive that came out of that COVID period, it's people started to recreate outside again in the winter. But also, like, the changes in the, you know, the way that our PSIA instructors, Professional Ski Instructors of America, and are the same for the snowboard instructors, their approach to teaching has changed a lot. So it's created more retention because, you know, before everything was so focused on the technical aspects of learning to ski and snowboard. And now there's been a shift to more like this is experience-based. We're creating an experience for somebody to have. So you want them to have a great experience their first time so they come back a second. And, like, all the changes in the, you know, the terrain, the way we groom it and manicure it has made all of that so much easier.
Yeah, existing. Like, I enjoy the snow. I enjoy the scenery. Like, I feel I'd be that guy, like, coming down the mountain, like, holding everyone up because I'm just taking in the views. Like, is there, like, a slow lane that's, like, for people like me?
Yeah. Mount Sutherland especially. We have two different beginner areas, believe it or not. One's geared for really young kids. That way we're not mixing, you know, your basic 4 to 7-year-olds with the older kids over and adults over in our traditional beginner area. So you're kind of isolated away from, you know, the guys coming down from the terrain park or, you know, our racing hill. So you don't really have to keep that fear factor in the back of your head that somebody's going to come from behind.
That'd be my biggest fear is someone running into me because I'm just taking it all in, enjoying the time coming down the hill.
Yeah, it could happen. We do our best to educate everybody, you know, about the ski code. It's a shared responsibility between the skiers out on the hill and us to make sure everybody has a good time.
Well, again, it's Jay Doherty, GM of Mount Sollington. You can get all the information, all the events. If you want to, you know, race a cardboard box down the hill or check out the vertical challenge, all the information's on the website. It's mountsollington.com. That's spelled out mountsollington.com. Jay, I appreciate the time this morning. You're putting me at ease a little bit. I might take the adventure and get out there and sign up for one of those ski courses. Because, like I said, I enjoy the winter, and it's one of those things I'm like, why don't I do this? Like, I need a swift kick in the butt to do it. You're kind of providing me with that this morning, Jay, so I appreciate it. Again, mountsollington.com. Thanks for joining me, Jay, because it's places like yours going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.